Executive Committee.
Everybody.
Call to order.
Everybody's.
Call to order.
Yo!
Call to order, thank you, Joe. Call to order, Executive Committee meeting Tuesday, September 24th, 2013. Council members present are Retta, Cartier, Street, Bell. Tackett, Sheldon, Kilpatrick, and Smiley, and our aide, Anthony DeFury, and Council President Bullock. The approval of minutes.
Motion approved.
So moved.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any against, seeing none. Councilmember Weiner has joined us. Move right to agenda item number three, R13-210. Consenting to the appointment of Karen Hartley Nagel to the Newcastle County Board of Adjustment. Mr. Cartier, Councilman Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President and members of council. I'd like to invite Ms. Nagel to join us at the table here. And while she's finding her way to the seat, Ms. Nagel, I'm very well familiar with her over the years, and she expressed to me in a recent past an interest in volunteering for one of our boards and commissions. Mm-hmm. So we went through a process to determine the best fit. Certainly, you know, we have a need for, you know, volunteers to step forward to serve on these very important boards and commissions. And after looking at a couple different options, we settled on she was interested in the Board of Adjustment. So she's here today to come before council for, you know, just to meet us and to, you know, talk about why she's interested in the Board of Adjustment and, you know, to kind of introduce herself to council. The one thing I will tell you, over the years, since I've known Ms. Nagel, Hartley Nagel, excuse me, she is a fierce and very independent, intelligent person with a broad interest in public policy concerns across a, you know, federal, state, and local level. And I think she'll make a really great appointment to the board, given the fact that she's independent, very tough-minded, and you know, has these interests. So with that, I'll just close off and allow Ms. Hartley Nagel to talk to us.
Thank you, Councilman. Karen.
Hi, members of council, and I just want to start with, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here tonight and speaking with you. And I congratulate all of you on your public service. It's not difficult and it's time-consuming, and I greatly appreciate it. I would like to say that I would like to serve on the Board of Adjustment. I believe I would do a good job. As John had noted, I'm independent fair and just. And if there's any questions that anybody would have, I think many of you, if not all of you, know me already and know the things that I've done in the past and the issues that I fought for. Also, I have worked on, as many of you know, in the family court issues and had a Supreme Court case that was successful. It was reversed and remanded, so I do have some experience in legally. Represented myself for a number of years, and everything has so far turned out well.
Do you have questions?
Any questions?
We'll start with the council member Weiner and council member Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Karen, I congratulate you on your willingness to serve our public. The Board of Adjustment is a very important board. It is our judicial arm. Technically, it's called quasi-judicial, which means that you're not able to meet ex parte with any party. You have to put yourself apart from that, and you'll be applying the law, knowing your intellect and your sense of fairness, your fierce sense of fairness and balance, I know you'll do a good job. Sometimes the county government will lobby you, or I shouldn't say that, will present its point of view. You have your own separate legal counsel. You've got to balance all the points of view. There could be two distinct separate points of view. It could be the administration or land use department. There could be the immediate neighbors, the community at large, and then what you think in terms of you're looking at the justice and the equities. The Board of Adjustment is essentially our court of equities. When strict application of law will work in injustice, it's your job to, using precedent, apply your best judgment and stare at the decisis to determine what the decision ought to be. And I also urge you to study the substantive and procedural laws that are available to you, and so that you're just not operating in a vacuum, and demand continuing legal education. That's the rest of the board membership.
Councilmember Hollins has joined us.
Thank you very much
for your advice, and I
certainly will take that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Hollins has joined us again. Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, PB.
Yes,
fair, independent, and honest. Those are wonderful attributes that you're going to be bringing to this board. Your expertise, you know, in dealing with the community, which you certainly in your past met a lot of people as you traveled up and down our state. Our board, this board provides relief to our code, you know. You'll be making decisions that night, you know. Just urge you, you know, to really, you know, sit down. And I think you have that. For at least, unless I have a misrepresentation of you from what I've known in the past, but you have the ability to hear the community and the individuals. Let them present the arguments and come up with a decision that's fair to all, because that's where you're at. You're there to make the decisions that's fair to the whole. So welcome, hopefully, if the vote goes accordingly, and look forward to you joining this board.
Thank you very much for your comments.
Any other comments or questions from council? Councilmember Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Councilman Weiner really gave a very thorough explanation of the board itself and you know, what it's all about and everything. And I think your resume speaks for itself. I think with your background and community service activity and everything, that you'll do very well. But what has been said is very important with the Board of Adjustments, and that is that it's a fine balance sometimes between representing a request and what meets the needs of the neighborhood and the neighbors and adjoining properties. And in many cases, there's deed-restricted communities. And, you know, so there's a lot of things that need to be taken into consideration. Overall, our Board of Adjustments does a very fine job and everything. But this particular board that you've chosen and are willing to serve on is a very challenging one. And, you know, it's... we applaud your efforts of joining us and working on that board, but it's not going to be without challenge, that's for sure.
Thank you very much.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you, Council. Thank you, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I need a motion to go out of order because Ms. Fogarty is en route. She's 15 to 20 minutes away. She got lost. She's new to our county.
She really didn't say
it. Right.
No, I know.
Motion we buy her a GPS.
There's a motion to go out of order. Is that second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against, non-voting?
Don't need GPS. You don't
need right.
Hopefully she'll get here before 10-year service expires.
Too much traffic.
All right. Agenda item number 5, ordinance 13-073, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees, and the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service 40-hour work week employees, represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, American Federation of State Council and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, of the American Federation of Labor and Congress Industrial Organizations, AFL-CIO affiliate local 1607. As a result of State of Delaware Public Employees Relations Board per bargaining unit modification, we have our director of HR, Lynn. Could you
not please? Much to say here. Lynn Beattie, Chief Human Resources Officer, management, the administration, and the union both agree this is a one person, one employee classification, and it will also make the employee similarly situated with other supervisors working in special services.
All for this? Any question for our Chief HR Officer?
Oh, yeah. There's...
Any comments?
Very few words today.
Can I just...
Kilpatrick.
This is like deja vu for me. Did we not vote on something similar to this, or exactly this last time? Different person?
Same area, different people.
Okay.
Jesus.
So we just keep bringing them over one by one?
Yes, and just to, I guess to accommodate the concern, maybe if you could give a little more description of the, of what we're, substance of what we're proposing to vote on this evening.
I'm sorry?
If you could give just a little more detailed description of what we're, you're proposing that we vote on tonight, just to respond to the council member's concern.
Basically, this is an employee who is a working supervisor. He supervises folks who work 40 hours, and so we're trying to get him consistent with 40 hours, similar to a couple of others.
So he's on a, currently on a 37 and a half hour?
35.
35.
35.
And we're going to move it to a 40. Okay.
Councilmember Weiner, then Councilmember Smiley.
Mr. Cartier had my question.
Thank you.
Just in what department?
Pardon?
Just in what department?
Special Services.
Okay.
Councilmember Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
But this was actually a result of the State of Delaware Public Employee Relations Board per bargaining unit modification. So did it, was it presented before the board?
Yes, the Lynn Beatty Chief Human Resources Officer, sorry to cut you off like that, but yes, the union petition, the employee had no opposition, and neither did the administration.
Thank you, Ms. Beatty. Any other comments or questions from council? Thank you so much.
Why did it go there?
Agenda item number six, we need a motion to go into executive session. Is there a second?
Second.
Point of information, can we state the reason for the record?
The reason, discussing legal strategy.
Thank you.
But number four's not here yet.
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Everyone, please leave the room except counsel, my aide, County Attorney Pepikai, Mr. Walton, and Mr. Parsons.
Council President, I request that the county solicitor remain as well.
Yeah, we got him on the record. And our counsel, Carol Dugan. Doors open.
Was the low lane.
No votes were taken. Nobody's coming in.
Underneath there.
Which is drainage problem.
Could you see if Mrs.
We should have executive session earlier on because nobody comes back. We should start off with this.
She's slow.
She's in Dover by now.
She's going the wrong way.
Kent County just approved her.
She's working for the Lever Corps.
Rough.
Well, let me tell you, the first time I met Grimaldi, I met him in Dover. He was more than 2 hours late because he went to Maryland.
So
how do you get to Maryland from when you're coming to Dover?
It's not hard.
Shot.
It's about 12 miles.
I have a different question. Why don't you give me the address to GPS back?
You don't have to go far in Delaware to get in Maryland.
Actually, I think she's
not out from my house.
I think she went to the
That's right.
Went back west. She had 2 days of cold weather.
So I went to state zone.
2 days of a little bit of cold. I'm going to California.
She's coming.
She's coming. From?
Everything was said.
Everything was said right on. Yeah.
She was on the city side.
Yeah. So they want to take that, like, all the high area, build that out.
Now I know why she's lost.
During to give us 109. She's just literally been wrong.
Need a motion.
Motion to return to regular order of business.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
R13-215, consenting to the appointment of Elaine Fogarty to the position of General Manager, Department of Land Use. Please, I would just simply say that welcome. We're glad you made it.
Thank you.
And you are mentally qualified for this position, and you now have opportunity to make comments and receive questions and comments from the council. You have.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'm very honored to be here and to have the opportunity to work with all of you over the next several years. I've gotten to meet several of you through your thoughts and concerns, and I look forward to meeting with everyone and also just with working with all of you over the next several years. The kinds of things that I've heard are all the issues that you've been grappling with constantly. I've heard you and I talked before I took the job about the need for reinvestment, the need for services in several of the areas. We talked about the fact that you have completely disinvested areas that really need some serious attention. Other areas are areas that where the neighborhoods want to be protected. They don't need to be enhanced. And of course, I've heard from the development community, the business community, and this is in 2 weeks, so please understand these are just very initial comments, about the process, about the need to really, for us, from a planning perspective, to be clear, where do we want our investment? What kind of investment do we want? Where are we going to support and incentivize that investment? What areas are we going to protect? You know, mainly the request, clarity, and certainty, both for the business, the development community, but for the public as well. So all of that's a very ambitious agenda for the next several years, and my commitment to you is that we will have a proactive, not a reactive, planning program, and it will be one that you shape for the future of the county and your constituents, and that I will be here not just to put the plans in place, but to start to get all of these programs implemented.
Comments or questions, Council? Councilmember Bell, Councilmember White.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a pleasure to meet you. I have not had an opportunity to meet you up till this point, but have thoroughly reviewed over, you know, your resume and did a little research on your previous, employment and things online. And I guess one of the things that came to my mind right in the very beginning was the News Journal article. The News Journal article, I think, quoted that you would possibly only be with us for 18 months or so. And I'm hearing you say several years to come. Is it 18 months, or is it several years to come with this administration, you know, at least through their administration? Because I think it's important to know from a standpoint of goals and objectives and how we work together and get them accomplished.
What the simple answer would be to get several of these programs to move forward, it would have to be at least through this first administration. I did not commit to the second term,
right.
What I've seen elsewhere is that it's great to take 5 to 7 years to get everything in place, but it takes a few years to get the basic programs in place. So I expect to be here for a while. I can't commit to you into.
Yeah, and I think that's good to hear. I think it's reassuring. I mean, when I kind of, in my mind, go back and look at various areas where you've been, things that you've done, or transportation oriented and walkable, bikeable, all the different things that we've talked about here, and some of the frustrations we've ran into with our system being what folks consider very complicated, very cumbersome, and not very user-friendly from not only developer standpoint, but the customer, the citizens. A lot of frustrations out there from the standpoint of, I think, a lot of our citizens from the standpoint of what's planned, what's provided, what they end up with, and how do we regulate what they end up with. We're in an area, and especially in the 12th District, large area, some very heavily formed and populated, but newer areas, newly developed areas, promises made, promises not kept by developers. That's one of our worst nightmares. It has a lot to do with code enforcement, but it also has a lot to do with folks buying into a development sometimes with their life savings on a golf course and everything, and a multitude of developments, and it's a runaway train. And you know, I spend the biggest part of my time on code enforcement complaints where people thought they were moving into a development, was assured what they were getting, and what they saw, what they believed they were getting, they ended up not getting, and having to fight it. So I bring that out here today because it is a pleasure to meet you, and I think you bring a lot to the table, your years of experience in land use, your own personal involvement in the Fogarty Group and everything. So, but we have a lot of challenges ahead of us together. And I can tell you that deed-restricted communities, we have folks that accept the responsibility of managing a deed-restricted community. And yet, when it comes time to enforce the deed restrictions, we say, it's your problem. It's now civil litigation. And we put neighbors against neighbors. And that's not good. So we have a lot of things that, and you're probably very aware of other areas, and maybe in your brief time of kind of looking over here in Newcastle County, not all bad, but we've got a lot of things that need to be done in the future, I think, to represent the people that we serve, and you know, be a good, responsible government when it comes to land use.
I look forward to it. I would be unrealistic if I said I thought it was going to be easy, because there are a lot of conflicting issues in that. You know, we want investment in certain areas, and it, very superficially, it appears that we sort of, it's almost like trench warfare. We battle things project by project, you know, rather than hopefully where we'll be in a couple of years will be to have, you know, a little bit more of a proactive approach where people have a sense of where we're going from both sides of the table.
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Fogarty, I second the things said by my esteemed fellow council person. And just want to make one comment about deed restrictions. It's a dilemma for government, because deed restrictions are essentially contracts between, civil contracts that's between neighbors. And for government to pick sides, which side are we picking? One side might be right, one side may be wrong. You know, are we, you know, to decide always that the community's right when the homeowner might be the right party? So there are reasons why the courts have said that we're not to be involved in that private litigation on these private contracts. On the issue of proactivity, I really encourage you to implement our simple comprehensive plan. It could have gone far further, but it is essentially good, and I've seen in my 18 plus years these blueprints just gather dust, and you've got to break some eggs to make an omelet. There'll be folks, once you set the vision, that won't be happy when it applies to their backyard, and there will be developers that aren't happy when it applies, but with a clear vision and all the stakeholders involved, then as we move forward, we'll end up with a better process. And I know this council will do everything it can to partner with you and with the administration to make that happen. Well,
thanks very much. I have been, and again, this is just in the last couple of weeks, I certainly don't want to be presumptuous as to solutions, but the issues that have been raised about the code, it seems to me that prior to really tackling all the detail of the code, which we need to do fairly quickly, we need to have a strategic implementation strategy for the comprehensive plan. Now, we're not going to be able, I don't think, to do that for everything, but we need to be able to identify, come to you, come to the business and residential community, and get some agreement on the next level down, because what we have are very good plans. What the plan does not do, this is not a criticism, but just a statement, the plan doesn't provide enough detailed guidance. You can't go to, we, something we looked at the other day, and there were parts of the plan that I could argue for it, parts of the plan I could argue against it. So what we want to do is put together, I call it strategic implementation strategy, but try and get to the next level of agreement so that we can then start to work on the code and zone.
Mr. President, just to follow up.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Councilman.
I couldn't agree with you more. For example, community character seems to be the basis of one of the basic legs of the comp plan, yet what is giveth in one chapter is taken away in another. I appreciate your focusing on the fact for an implementation plan, which has always been missing.
Any other comments or questions? Councilmember Street, Councilmember Cartier.
Yes, yes, Mr. President, a couple, three things. One, we'd like to thank you for your willingness to come forward, come to Delaware and serve. I'm looking forward to seeing your plans, your ideas, and your concepts unfold. Second, I would like to commend the administration for doing this due diligence and making this a nationwide search and coming back with the person who I give the president is eminently qualified. And third, from my end, Mr. President, the problems that continue to adversely affect my district were created a long time ago, and I'm under no illusions that they're going to be resolved anytime soon. However, I know the concerns I have about the need to positively impact the city as we go forward as a county. The need to look at residential areas and industrial areas at the same time, and the fact that that's just creating a nightmare requires a resolution now and planning going forward to reduce the likelihood of future occurrences. And conceptually across the county, the fact that far too often the greedy impose their will upon the needy. And I think that you're a person who is, again, qualified to address all those concerns and at least present a positive plan going forward. So I'm actually excited about it, and my best judgment tells me I'm going to be more active and involved in land use matters and issues that I have in the first 8 years.
Good. Great to meet
you. Thank you, Mr. Councilman Street. Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you. First, I would also like to extend my appreciation to the administration and to Ms. Fogarty for stepping forward. I've reviewed your resume, and you are an exemplary candidate in land use and planning. You have extensive experience in California and Alexandria, Virginia. You grasp all of the kind of main progressive land use policy directions that we're trying to do across the United States. So I think you're an exceptional candidate. But I just want to caution you. This is not California. This is not Alexandria, Virginia. Okay, this is Newcastle County, Delaware. It has a history, a kind of way of doing land use that's gone through major changes in development. Looking at our system, and just my raw experience in the trenches, we do not have a unified land use planning system. You have the Newcastle County Department of Land Use, you have DLDOT, you have the State Fire Marshal's Office. Many times these agencies are working against one another with different mandates and different kinds of goals in mind, and that's extremely frustrating, because we're going to do sustainable communities for the future, transit-oriented, all the great planning concepts, walkability. These are huge impediments to that issue. And I've been there, and I've seen it. And you've got major challenges with that. I'm glad that you're coming on board. I think our Department of Land Use needs a shakeup. And I think one of the other criticisms I'll just bring out on the table, I think our land use policy process from the citizen standpoint has been captive to certain select loud voices that do not represent the vast majority of people in this county, and I'm very frustrated by that. I think you need to reach out across all groups to get input about land use and planning. That's a major challenge in this county. I think we've been captive to the, you know, this kind of select group of people for far too long. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, renewing that engagement with the public in a broad way. And then, of course, you know, fundamentally, we are challenged as a county. Newcastle County, for decades, was a growth county. No problem with jobs, no problem with opportunity. We are now on the other side of that trend, where we are becoming a county of no opportunity for people, no jobs, no future, and I'm extremely alarmed by that. And I can tell you, you know, 8th District has suffered hugely in this recession, hugely. And we have got to get together, all of the decision makers in the administration, in this council, in state government, and we've got to find a way to bring jobs and opportunity back to this county. Because I only see very ominous and bad trends. I see our population becoming very demoralized and very, very frightened of the future. And so I'm just glad you're here. I want to welcome you, and you're right. You've got major challenges, but I represent the 8th District, and Brandywine 100 will want to work with you and bring all of my, you know, concerns and energy to the table to help you and help the county be successful in our, you know, land use and planning process. So look forward to voting for your appointment tonight.
Thank you, Councilman.
I apologize. I was going to say, what I would ask any of you and all of you, if there are groups, if there are individuals that I should be reaching out to, because as you build support for proactive planning, it can't just be, you know, extreme interest. It has to be people who haven't been included in the process before, from all over the county, and if anyone has recommendations, I would welcome them.
Councilmember Redd and Councilmember Powers.
Thank you. Ms. Fogarty, I enjoyed our talk the other day, and I look forward to working with you now and in the future.
Thank you.
Councilmember Powers.
Yes. How are you? When John spoke, he brought up Del Dot, and everybody talks about streamlining and stuff, and they say for businesses, this is one of the hardest places to move to. And there's another layer there, just knowing myself, I'm building a house on my farm, hasn't even come to the county yet. But Demarec has a lot more to do than you ever think into this. And I think we get blamed as a county for things they do. And just an example, I start having to do a soil evaluation. They have 10 days to bring that back. That soil evaluation allows me to put a septic system. I get an engineer to do the septic system, send it to Demarec, which is sitting at this table, and they got 10 days to forward. And they don't even streamline it to hand it over for me to get a well permit for the person that sits right across there, and they get another 10 days. Now they've gone since June, I haven't even come to them, to you all yet. And I'm kind of glad I'm going through the process, because I'm doing it myself to learn what everybody else says. And the other problem is, and I'll know tomorrow exactly, but to get DLDOT permits, you gotta go to wherever the district is to get an entrance permit, which I can't come to the county until I have all three of those involved to begin with. The other thing that really needs to be, and I've had quite a few, there's a lot of building does go on in my district. The growth has been in the 6th and 12th district. The county grew more in the 6th and 12th district in the past 10 years than the whole county grew. I got a call from a guy that's putting an addition onto his house, and he's going to have 3 inspections. And the first inspection, they call and they said, we'll be out in 8 days. I called the administration and they got to move to the next day. But if you add that, how can anybody build in this county have to wait around for somebody to work for 7 days each inspection? I mean, you can't be in business waiting around for somebody, a bureaucrat, to show up. I'm getting, we're probably, Bill Bell and I share a lot of the same problems, but how can we work or get anybody to move here to work, as everybody wants jobs? I need jobs. I'm in one of the worst areas that could go into recession because I lost 2 auto plants. And it's trickling down at all of us that there has to be something done with our land use and get them off their butts. Now, if they don't want to work, lay them off. But I tell you, I worked at Chrysler 30 years. If there was no work available, lay them off. They come back. If you need them to cross-train, they come back, they will cross-train. We did because we wanted a job. But, you know, I'm union. I understand that, but they got to, you know, our customers are my constituents. And it's just frustrating.
One thing that I didn't realize when I came here, because I could see the obvious types of issues, I could see the disinvestment, I could see the deterioration in some of the suburban areas, I could see, you know, other areas with the growth pressures. I did not realize I've been in Maryland for 15 years. I've been in Virginia on the East Coast. I did not realize that the bifurcation, I guess would be the word, that there was the bifurcation of the approvals, which makes a huge difference in trying to streamline a process. Now, the good news is that I think it's screwed up enough that we ought to be out to do something. But it's a very unusual situation because accountability is always at the local level. The people who are held accountable are all of you. And the further up you go in any state, there's less accountability because it's just people don't have direct access. So that's certainly going to be one of the big challenges.
Well, one thing, I went by mistake to Kent County's DelDoc, and the form is just put the parcel number on and write down the address and put 2 stakes in your land. Now, if DelDoc has it, I'm going to find out. But what I'm understanding, I got to show them lines and grades for an entrance to get off a road that all they're going to come out and decide if they're going to put a pipe in there or not. Now, streamlining means we better get everybody in this room and streamline everything together, because for my constituents, it's closer to go to Dover than it is to come here. It's twice as far to here than it is to go south. You know, now I have to go get another permit from after I do get a septic, go to us. And really, they're the ones that are designing it. I mean, they're the ones accepting the design. We don't do septic system. But it's
not concurrent is the one. Again, I have a very superficial look at it and start to judge people, but the process is not. There ought to be able to be some concurrencies to take some time out of it.
Yeah. And they should be the same. We're only a 3-county state. It should be the same.
Councilmember Bell and Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kind of come back around to the confirmation. And I think what all of us have seen and what you're hearing is certainly some frustrations. As Councilman Street said, some of the things aren't going to be done, nor do I think any of us expect things to change totally overnight. Your resume speaks for itself. Your experience throughout this country and land use speaks for itself. And I think from everything I've read and studied and looked at, not just Consensus Builder, but customer service oriented, we need to all work together. And where there's change needed to be made, we need to work collectively together. Change don't come easy, but I think the biggest thing is I believe we have the right person at the right time. And you know, working together, I think that we could accomplish some good things and head in the right direction in the future. So once again, welcome. Don't take our frustrations, you know, separate from the confirmation. I mean, we welcome you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Eileen and I had talked previously, and I gave her, of course, my laundry list, which mimics many of the things that are being talked about today. I mean, one of the things that I think we have a problem with at this point is the UDC. You know, that was put in at a completely different time in the history of New Castle County. We were in growth and sprawl. We're now in a decline. I'm very much a process person. I want to know when something gets in the process that it moves along fairly quickly, and everybody goes through the same process, that nobody gets to jump ahead of the other or is given favors. I just want to know that the process, so that when we are sued, which we are routinely, that we have followed the process that's in place. The UDC, my problem with that is that I don't think we have enough zoning categories. I hear from developers all the time that they have a fear. They're going to look at the by right plan because they're afraid of going through the process. There's not really a zoning category that fits what they want to do. They have to put industrial rather than light industrial, which then makes everybody anywhere near them fear what's going on within that area. If we had, you know, 11 residential zoning categories before, we have 3 now. So it's no wonder that everybody feels they have to come for us, through us, for a rezoning, and that's part of the cost and the time that it is dragging this county down. I was at a meeting the other night where they were complaining about the number of vacant buildings in Hockessin, and I hear this not just in that area, but that's, you know, prominent to my district, but I hear it every place else, that we have all of these vacant buildings or buildings coming up to be vacant. And when we go to build within an area, and we hear from people that by putting something new in their area, by having change, we are depreciating their housing values. Their housing values are going to be nil in this county if we don't start growing, because we are at this point on a decline. And I think that our process and the burdensomeness of going through the New Castle County process is part of the problem.
Thank you. Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, let me welcome you again. I've had the pleasure of already meeting with the new general manager. When I say meeting, I mean a working meeting, not just to say how you're doing. We did sit down for a very lengthy meeting with the county executive, with two attorneys from the New Castle County legal staff, to discuss the issue of affordable housing. We've already began to work on some amendments to affordable housing to make affordable housing a reality here in New Castle County. I also did include her in an email from Washington about some of the things I was signing out down there, and she responded to let me know some of the things that she's been working on here. But I look forward to continuing our work together to achieve our common goal of affordability. I think it's a moral issue for this government. I think that folk who live in this county should have an opportunity to own in this county, and I will continue to work to that goal. I also share the concerns raised by Councilwoman Kilpatrick. I certainly think need to improve the UDC when it comes to zoning categories. I think we've overly streamlined the process to make it very burdensome to do some of the routine types of building. And that also is reflected in affordability, where we actually streamline the different residential categories to 3, which makes it extremely difficult to build affordable housing without more incentives that we've talked about. But I look forward to continuing that dialogue and work together, and certainly look forward to you being confirmed tonight. Thank you.
Councilmember Powers.
Janet said a few things. I was, when the UDC passed, I was County Farm Bureau, and I was involved in a lot of the meetings, probably 2 to 3 days of meeting. And one thing that was said about business at the time, that would kill business coming into the county. And I think after how many years, this is what we ended up by having this code that was passed, '96, and it doesn't make it friendly to business at all. And what we have, the businesses that are locating in municipalities that are incorporated areas, not in the unincorporated. And Middletown's in my district, they're getting businesses. We don't get nothing. They're looking at Smyrna. Smyrna's, if you look in the bottom where the red is, that's Smyrna into Newcastle County. They've got a whole bunch of business parks. The only reason Amazon didn't go there, they don't have enough sewer there yet. They've now got the sewer. But it's just what it, really most of the job growth within the state and county has happened in my district. But it hasn't a lot, it hasn't been in the county. And, you know, part of the problem too, if you look at, you're not going to zone anything south of the canal, and you're only going to do brownfields, a lot of these companies want to get in where they're shovel ready and got a big enough piece of ground to do it. And do it overnight. So it's a catch-22. I mean, I'm totally for preservation, but I'm for jobs too.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions or comments for an eminently qualified candidate? Would you like to make a final statement?
Take a deep breath.
You know, I've had a lot of experience. I'm also not a magician. And, but I think the big challenge for the next couple months is to prioritize some of these issues because I've heard some new issues this evening, but I've heard many similar issues from all of you and other people. And I've met with the staff on several occasions. They seem excited. Now, how that translates to the kinds of changes we need to make is another issue. But I think it's, I've got to bring back to all of you a program how we're going to prioritize and how we're going to tackle both the building processes as well as the goals and getting a more comprehensive plan implementation, the job incentives. It's a whole range of issues. So what I will do is try and bring back to you some general strategies to say, okay, here are the things we're going to try and accomplish. And here's the order so that it doesn't remain overwhelming.
Councilman.
Thank you. I think, obviously, your heart is in the right place. I mean, you've listened to us all enough now that you understand our frustrations. But remembering that we are working on this together, I think it would help you if, knowing that whatever, if there's something that's going to be changed, if there's an ordinance that's going to have to come through, that it comes through this council, that it would help that there's discussions as you're going through the process and not just bringing it to us in the end, but that we are involved in some of the discussions, whether it's, you know, through a public entity, whether it's through some just sessions that you come in here with Land Use Committee and talk about things, but something where the communication is kept up with this council. And I think in the end, you'll come out with a product that will be much easier in the end to get implemented.
Thanks. I'm sorry. I wasn't going to say anything more, but I wholeheartedly concur with Janet and with some of the other comments that were made concerning the limitations on our zoning categories. On your checklist, you can note that commercial regional, which aptly describes Christiana Mall, is also the same zoning category for Crazy Cats and for Greenville Center.
Not Market Street.
That makes no sense at all. And the comp plan talks about commercial regional light, as I like to call it. But we have to be careful that we do it in a way that we don't invite lawsuits, because you can't do spot zonings. Right. Councilmember Cartier.
Just one last comment to kind of finalize my point of view. You know, small business owners in this county have a very difficult time with our land use process. I mean, the owners of small parcels, developing small parcels, especially in old areas, it's, you know, it's almost, we've gotten to the point where we've made it economically unviable to have small business development. I mean, it's gotten to that point. So That's going to condemn huge arterial areas in this county to stagnation. And we need to be much more proactive in addressing the possibilities for small business development, because from everything I read, the vibrancy of, you know, the future of this economy probably in our county probably lies a lot with that. And if we're going to give people an opportunity to, you know, repurpose themselves after this recession and find a new direction, that's all part of, you know, helping small business. So we have a huge role in that. I think we have a huge responsibility. And I can tell you, when the small business owner goes into that land use department, I think they don't have expensive attorneys. They don't have, big budgets for civil engineers. And they go in there, and it's sort of like a hostile environment. This is what I hear from that. Rather than your customer come in, here's how we can help you through the process. You know, here's your little checklist. You know, there's none of that. So they find it just very daunting.
So there's not like a small business facilitator?
No. We've never had to do that because we've always, you know, been the land of, you know, big time growth.
In a recession, where we put it in place in other jurisdictions, has been during recessions. It's not the kind of, you know, you need to, when you're having the growth, that isn't the kind of thing to focus on, but in a recession, it's
One last thing, Mr. President, very briefly. And the whole redevelopment thing, which became such a flaming hot issue, but in reality, you know, there is a real place in this county for redevelopment, and for two reasons: for job growth, and secondly, if you're going to increase the economic basis of the county, when you take these old parcels and your old ratables and you redevelop them and put new improvements on them, the dramatic increase in the tax revenue to the county is very demonstrable. So, you know, getting back to where we have a really good redevelopment program, I think is also very valuable. Trying to avoid getting into areas where, you know, community doesn't buy it, and or it becomes just so litigious or controversial. We have to get back to that program.
We are excited about your nomination tonight.
You might want to not show up. Listen to it all again.
I look forward to working with you. And I want to thank the council for your support. And you survive.
This isn't going on tonight. Right.
Still for your resignation. Right. Right.
Don't resign yet. No. Thank you so much. Look forward to your support. Thank you so much. Thank you. Anything under other or public comment?
Thank you very much.
I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved.